I'm Aoife O'Neill and I come from Beara in West Cork, in a small peninsula. And the little village I come from is Argroom.
Tell us a bit about that village.
It's a small village, it's a church and there's a pub the village in.
The two main essential items.
And there's a shop as well, Harrington's Post Office. Mm-hmm. And it's a small, nice, small little village.
Mm-hmm. And you're not too far from Kerry, you're on the border, is it?
I'm right in the border. Yeah. Brenslake, a Cork woman.
Which jersey do you wear?
Red and white.
Brilliant, Aoife. Tell us a bit about how you got into music. So when I first saw you, I met you in Kilgarvan when you were performing at a concert. So you've been doing this for a couple of years.
I have, yeah. I've been doing it the last 5 or 6 years. I started off, the first pub I actually gigged in is Riley's Bar in Kilgarvan. And then it just kind of went from there.
How did they approach you?
My brother actually lives over there, Kieran. He has a little baby as well, Cottle. And he just approached the man, Gavin, and he looked me up on Facebook and Instagram, and I had a few songs up at the time. Mm. And then, yeah, he just asked me and kind of went from there then.
Mm-hmm. How did it feel when you were first asked?
Very, very nervous. I was very nervous the first few times that I gigged. But then it comes second nature then after that, really.
Mm-hmm. And how long were you performing for that night?
I'd do 2.5 to 3 hours, yeah.
Wow, your throat would be dry as anything, yeah, I'd say after. And can you remember what songs you were performing that night?
I remember singing Country Roads. Mm-hmm. And You Are My Sunshine is probably the first song that I actually learnt. Mm-hmm. My nan actually sang it to me first time. And then I remember at the sitting room at home when she first taught it to me, and I used to be swinging off the doors singing it. She taught me that song, and I played it at nearly every gig for her, so...
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. So there's a real musical connection to your family as well.
There is, yeah. Mm-hmm. My mom sings as well, Catherine. She sings at weddings and funerals. I didn't bring it from the ground, did I?
That's one way of putting it.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And was it like, would you ever like kind of sing together, or was it just something that you just enjoyed doing past time?
We'd sing together at like occasions, you know, if there was a party at home or something like that. And we'd always be practicing at home, you know, learning new songs, and but we wouldn't do it as professionally, like out gigging and things. But if she'd come to a gig, I'd get her up for a song all the time. So, yeah.
Oh, and it obviously makes you feel more confident doing that as well.
Would do, yeah.
And you only started playing the guitar a couple of years ago. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, I started playing the guitar about 5 or 6 years ago. I got maybe 5 or 6 lessons from a man in Allahies, and then after that I just continued myself with YouTube videos and practicing at home. Mm-hmm. So.
And what kind of guitar is it?
It's a Martin guitar that I have at the moment, but I started out playing a chord guitar, and then I had a Takamine. That was my first plug-in guitar from my first gig, and then I only after getting this Martin guitar about a few months ago, so... Yeah, I've always wanted a Martin guitar and I got it, so. Mm-hmm.
And I suppose you worked hard for that too.
I did, yeah, mm-hmm. That's for sure.
And let's talk about, you know, you're gigging now. So tell us where your first gig, you said you were from a band from Dublin, wasn't it?
Yeah, there's people who's come out from Dublin, and they weren't in a band as such. They were casually come down every summer. We used to call them the Trundles. And they used to come down to Argroom, the village in Argroom, and I'd go up and I would start singing with them, and it got my confidence up to actually play in front of people. And he was very, very good to me. Pat himself bought me my first pedal to play with my gigs. So he was very, very good to me, and I've always thought of him, and I always send him on videos, and because we only see each other once a year. And I'm actually going down singing with him tonight. They're actually down this week. So we're going singing in Irie's with him tonight in O'Shea's Bar. So
lovely.
Something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm. And how old were you when you started that?
I started singing when I was 11 or 12, and that would have been when I was 14, started to go up singing in front of people, yeah, so.
Mm-hmm. And did you do any music in school?
No, I didn't. No, it's just pure casual and pure hobby to me. Yeah, mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah, definitely. It's different when it's a hobby, you see. It's just...
It comes natural.
That's what I was going to say. It comes naturally to you.
Yeah, it do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And was there a big age difference between you and the lads that you would perform with?
Oh, yeah, there would have been. They would have been in their... I'm not going to give you your age away now, Pat, but I think they would have been in their 60s. Like, there would have been a massive difference.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how did you find performing with people, you know, that are...
Yeah.
May I say,
I would class myself as a people's person. I talk to anyone. I talk to the wall. But, but yeah, I just loved it. I loved going up and singing and gigging with them. And yeah, so...
Mm-hmm. And I suppose you also get a bit of that from obviously singing with your grandmother and your mother as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how does your parents and your nan feel about you, you know, being so successful in this already? At 19.
Yeah. Mom and dad are delighted. My nan actually unfortunately passed away in 2012.
I'm so sorry.
So she didn't see me to gig as such. But I'd say she'd be very, very proud. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Most definitely, especially when she knows that you're singing, you know, the one song as well.
Yeah, for her. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So.
Mm-hmm. And do you feel that, you know, for her, that you carry on this connection with her and, you know, she's close in your heart when you're singing?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah. Every night when I'd sing You Are My Sunshine, I'd always mention her name. So, she'd always, she'd always be with me, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
And how did the locals talk to you when you come down? Like, are they excited to see you when you're performing?
Oh, they are, yeah, and they're very, very supportive. In fairness, they'd come to nearly every gig, as such, if they can. So yeah, they are, and it's great to see them too. You know, because it's one thing to sing to people, but to sing to people that you know is always
it's frightening.
Know, yeah, it is. Yeah, but it's great, and the support is great as well.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And talk to us about the songs that you like to play.
I love Country Roads. Yeah. Irish country music is the music that I love, but I sing any genre really. Like whenever I go in to judge a crowd, I could sing from Dermot Kennedy to Ed Sheeran to Danny O'Donnell, like I said. But I love all music really. I love every genre, and I sing, like I said, anything that what the crowd want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So. Now I remember when I first saw you. It was March the 16th of this year.
Yeah.
I saw you from a distance, but when you told me afterwards that you were 19, your singing voice is so mature. How did you do that?
Yeah, I don't know really. I just, I actually get that a lot, that my voice is, when I'm singing, a lot more, sounds older than what I actually am.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And tell us a bit about your future gigs that you have at the moment. You said you're booked up till December.
I am, yeah. I have Toomey's Bar in Castletownbere, Shea's Bar, which is now, sorry, the Wheelhouse Bar. I have Alahee's. I have the Irish Family Festival in July, the third week in July. And I have Bear Ireland, actually, as well.
Wow.
The hotel in Bear Ireland. And I also have Kilgarvan as well, Riley's Bar,
mm-hmm.
and the Top of Coombe. And the highest pub in Ireland.
I suppose you have a good connection with Kilgarvan, though.
Oh, I do.
At your first, your
yeah,
first one.
Oh, I definitely do. Yeah, and I'd always like remember that that's where I started. You know, I'd always remember Gavin, who gave me my first gig. So, I really do appreciate it. Like so, mm-hmm. yeah. So, mm-hmm.
And it definitely comes across that way. You seem very, you know, grateful for everything and every opportunity that is coming your way.
Yeah, anything at all. Like I'd be happy to sing in my back garden just as long as I'm singing, do you know?
Yeah. And so. What are your hopes and aspirations for your future career?
Oh, I'd hope to go bigger and better, like, with everything. You know, be playing maybe with the likes of Nathan Carter and all them. I'd love them. So I'd love to maybe meet them at some stage. But yeah, something bigger and better. But I'm very happy with what I'm doing at the moment, so...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Aoife, if people want to find you on social media or anywhere, where can they go to?
They can go to Aoife O'Neill Music on Facebook and Instagram, and also on YouTube as well. They can find me there as well on Aoife O'Neill Music.
Mm-hmm, fantastic. And before I let you go, is there any people that you want to give a mention to?
Well, obviously my family, mum and dad, and all my four brothers and their girlfriends and their wife as well, actually. And I suppose the gang in Bearhaven Farms as well, where I work in Castlebar, Edel and all the crew there. So big hello to them.
Who did sing us two songs today? What songs are you picking on singing?
I'm going to sing Fields of Gold, and I will also sing Country Roads.
Mm-hmm. So, why did you pick Fields of Gold?
Fields of Gold, it's a beautiful song. Actually, there's a man back in Castlebar, Joe McGuinness, and Trish McGuinness, actually. She's running the Wheelhouse Bar at the moment. It's very, very close to them, and I'd always sing it for them. There's a personal story behind it, but yeah, it's a very meaningful song.